Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, since it is the World Mission Sunday, I thought it would be good to speak about the mission all over the world. You know, there is a heart-touching story, a real story, which happened in the life of a British missionary who lived in a remote area of Tanzania. And he was alone, a white priest from British, and he learned the language of the local people there, and he was very well able to communicate with the people in their own language. And while he was there for years, there was a visitor, a government official, who came to the same place, I mean that particular place where this priest was there. And the local people and the children there, they all were excited to welcome this government official from British. And they clapped their hands and, you know, they sang the song and they danced to welcome him. And after, when he was well received, he appreciated people and he went back. But after going back, the official went back, the children and the people in the area came to the priest and said, "We saw a white man. We saw a white man." They were so much excited that they saw a white man. But this priest, the missionary, he was, you know, exclaimed, "You know, I am also a white man. And I am also from British. What makes you to say that he is, or you have seen a white man?" Then the people over there and the children, they said, "You are not a white man. You are Jesus. You are not a white man. You are Jesus, and you are our Father." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, this is how we are called to live in this world. You see, these people, they said, "You are Jesus and you are our Father." So, the transparent Christian life is needed in this present world today. You know, when Jesus was preaching, he told his disciples, "You are the light of the world and you are the salt of the earth." Of course, we know Jesus is the light. But Jesus told to his disciples, "You are the light of the world." That means we are called to be another Christ. We are called to be giving that light to the people who are in darkness. The light is Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, over 1 billion Catholics all over the world observe the Mission Sunday this weekend. And this Mission Sunday was, you know, instituted by Pope Pius XI in 1926. and it's been now almost 100 years. So in these 100 years of celebration of this Mission Sunday, the Christians, I mean the Catholics, put their effort, put their, you know, whole heart and worked for the growth of the church. That's why, you know, the Catholicism is increasing today. There are a lot of people come back to Catholicism. So the effort and the dedication and the charitable work that we do, it reaches to the people who are not able to receive the word of God and who are in the remote areas, who were deprived of the word of God or who had not heard about Jesus. For such people, your help is able to make it to those people to receive the word of God. So we see even the Vatican Council II, which says the church itself is a missionary because the very founder of the church is a missionary. The first missionary is Jesus himself. So Jesus was sent by the Father. We read in the Gospel, when the time was fulfilled, God sent his only begotten Son to this world that this world might be saved. So Jesus is the first missionary into this, to this world. And he is the good news to every one of us. So that good news is called, or that good news is given to us to be shared with everyone, especially, you know, there are so many in our family itself, they need to receive good news. There are so many addicted to the worldly desires, addicted to the drugs, addicted to the alcohol. They need to come out from the darkness of those worldly desires. So they need God. They need the good news from Jesus that they are going to be saved if they believe in Christ and change their lives. You know, St. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, he speaks about the church mission. He says in Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the kingdom of the truth. So he desires all men to be saved. Why should we go far away to the remote area? In our city itself, there are so many people, so many men need to know the truth, need to be saved, need to come out from their sinful way of life, need to receive Christ. To such people, we are called to be a missionary. And also, you see, St. Paul continues, the evangelizing mission of the church is essentially the announcement of God's love, mercy, forgiveness, and salvation through death and resurrection of our blessed Lord. So, the world is saved through the death and resurrection of our blessed Lord and through the preaching or through the evangelizing mission of the church, essentially, you know, what we call the sacraments. And, you know, there are so many people in the Old Testament, so many prophets whom we can take an example as a missionary. But there is one important prophet, Prophet Isaiah. He lived 700 years before Jesus' birth. And this prophet Isaiah, you know, while he was praying in the temple, he was so deep in prayer, and the glory of God was shown upon him, and immediately he felt in which state he was. He realized himself that he was a sinner. You know, he says, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." So he accepted that he is a sinner. But even though he realized that he was a sinner, a man of unclean lips, but God chose him. God chose him. When God asked, "Whom shall I send?" Isaiah, you know, replied, "Here I am, Lord, send me." So God chose every one of us, whether you are a sinner, or if you feel that you are not capable, or if you feel that you are unworthy. No, it doesn't matter for God. He chose you to send out into this world to take the good news to the people. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the church is doing that. You know, there are more than 3,000 dioceses, Catholic dioceses are there in this world. And among the 3,000 or more than 3,000 Catholic dioceses, 1,000 dioceses are mission dioceses. So they need, those dioceses need help. Those dioceses need support from other Catholics, from other dioceses, to build the church, to build orphanage, or to build home for the homebound people a place, or to educate the children, the orphans. So far, there are a lot of different needs for in those dioceses, the mission dioceses. So for them, it is we who are extending our help to build the church, to build up the faith in the heart of the people. So that's why the Mission Sunday is inviting us to put our hands together to help those dioceses, to help those people who are marginalized, who are in darkness, to bring them out of darkness and make them to know and understand Christ. So we are the people who are called to be building the kingdom of God here on earth. As Jesus said, the kingdom of God is among you. So we are called to build the kingdom of God among us through different means of helping the church or the faithful to be united with the Lord. So let us put forward all our hands together and help the church that everyone will come to know the truth that is Christ is Messiah and to come to understand that they are saved through the mercy and the compassion and forgiveness of God through the death and resurrection of the blessed Lord. For that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen.